Some kids are very driven to earn money, but what are the best ways to encourage that? Rooster Money is an allowance tracking app, and it just released its latest kids' allowance report that shows the top 10 most lucrative chores kids are earning their money from. Will Carmichael, the CEO of Rooster Money, is here to tell us more about the report. He joins us from the UK. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
We're gonna get to the chores in a second, but what are some things, in addition to chores, that you cover in the Kids Allowance Report?
Yeah, so the allowance report kind of provides a look in on how kids are earning and managing their allowance. So we look at how much families are giving over the year, so about $428, how much they're saving, what they're saving towards, and kind of how families give it. So a bit of a narrative on how different families across kind of North America manage their allowance.
The report found that kids are saving 35% of their income compared to the adult rate of 6.1%. Imagine if adults saved that amount of money, they would have the most extraordinary retirement ever in the history of the world, but the economy would collapse because no one would go to a restaurant or buy fast fashion. What do you make of this, and is there a trend here? Have kids always saved that much?
I think what's really exciting is obviously maybe kids don't have the challenges of mortgages and covering the utility bills at home. But you can start early to build habits, and maybe those habits are done at a bit of an extreme. But it's great to see that kids are aspirational, they're putting money aside, they're thinking about what they're doing with it. And our kind of real focus is how can you get kids engaged now so those habits stick with them for life.
The study revealed that the top 10 most lucrative kids' chores, with the caveat being that there's no like central rate card here. Every parent does things differently. Washing the car was number one, which I'm kind of surprised because it isn't that loathsome a task. I think parents are overpaying, don't you? I think a kid would wash a car for a buck.
Well, I guess it depends how big the car is and
True.
How dirty it is.
But, True. But it was like $542 or something?
Yeah, and maybe what you might see is if you think about what you might be paying to take to a car wash, well, actually, there's a lot of opportunity to get your kids into an earning routine at home and get a clean car.
Yeah, except for you'd have to lock down the armrest because my kid would be going in there immediately and A, taking the loose change, and B, stealing my car gum, upping her take overall significantly. Now, number three was cleaning windows, $2.42. I kind of thought it would be higher, like there should be a bump for danger pay because surely they're dangling from a ladder to get to the third floor dormer windows, right? Unless it's only inside, which is kind of a waste. That's too much to pay if it's only inside. Did that surprise you, that number?
Well, we couldn't possibly encourage kids climbing ladders. But I think, you know, with all of these, there's stories behind them. And, you know, where kids are doing it, maybe it is inside. It's a good opportunity to get them involved.
What is the line between a chore and just being part of the family? Because I was surprised to see walking the dog was on the list. Like, you're a member of the family. You got to walk the dog. It's like you got to clear the dishes. You don't get paid more for that.
Yeah, and I guess it depends on what you view as those kind of good citizen actions that you're doing in the home. I think, you know, parents will always cite that you have to be careful. If you start paying for everything on an individual basis, your kids may turn around when they've got enough cash and go, do you know what, thanks, I'm not going to do that.
Give the dog away.
Yeah. So I think separating what are kind of going above and beyond a good citizen and giving those as opportunities as extra earners, and then the things that you just expect them to do. And you could always link that to an allowance. So we know that a lot of parents do that. They say to get your weekly allowance, you need to do X, Y, and Z. That can be a good way of separating.
The study also mentions that 11 years old is the most entrepreneurial age. Why do you think that is? What's your hypothesis as to why 11 years old? Is that when they can stir the lemonade themselves?
Well, I think some of the insights that we've got, and these ages, you know, give or take a year change with each kind of allowance index that we do. But you see a certain age, kids are kind of unlocking that value in old toys that they're finding they might have grown out of. And also, you know, parents are getting their kids at that age engaged with things like eBay. That's a really popular thing on Rooster Money, where parents are encouraging their kids to maybe take particularly branded clothes, which might have a higher secondhand value, and unlocking some of that value once they've grown out of it and putting that towards a new pair of sneakers or anything that they want.
What does your report say about what those entrepreneurial 11-year-olds are saving for? It's not retirement, probably. It's not probably a down payment on a house.
No. So what they are saving for are those kind of bigger ticket items. So we see on the
bigger than a house?
No, it's certainly not bigger than a house, but phones. Lego sets. Lego always tops saving things, but if you think about those bigger Lego sets, they're an investment. Nintendo Switch, and then you've got books, magazines, things like, you know, other electronics, Xbox. Kids are saving towards bigger ticket items, which is great to see.
I think all our listeners would agree with the theory that it is important to engage kids at a young age in money. Give us the top two or three reasons why you believe that Rooster Money is an app that can make a difference. Because a lot of people, they agree in theory, they don't know what to do in practice.
Yeah, and I think, you know, why do parents give an allowance? Well, you know, and particularly why are we doing that now? It's how do I teach my kids some of the values I learned as a child or wished I'd learned? And, you know, we're all busy. It's tough being a parent. And Rooster Money is really designed to help you as a parent create teachable moments as part of the everyday, to get into a routine around money, to get your kids engaged and take away some of those pain points. Like if you get into an allowance routine, it's remembering how much you've given your kids. Have you given it this week? Letting them keep track. And that's what we're using technology for, is to take some of those traditional values and make them relevant to today's digital world.
I'm relying on my child to keep me in the lifestyle to which I have become accustomed. So, you know, that's my vested interest. Only slightly kidding. Only slightly kidding. Will, thank you for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Will Carmichael, the CEO of Rooster Money.